Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You have probably long forgotten it. The cartoon showed a young man down on his knees before a young woman, hands clasped, eyes locked, as he said, "I'm just asking for a 55-hour commitment." The cartoon mimicked the very short marriage of actress Britney Spears to her high school friend, Jason Alexander. From saying, "I do," in a Las Vegas wedding chapel to a legal annulment, the clock registered just 55 hours. Britney Spears, then only age 22, later told reporters that her very, very brief marriage was just a joke. It appeared that when Spears sobered up from the night of carousing, which led to her early morning marriage, the prospect of really being married didn't appear very attractive to her. Some folks, of course, sober up faster than do others. Yet the hard, cold reality is that far too many people ultimately wake up and say, "This is not the person I thought I was marrying." And quite often, they want out of the relationship. Okay, there are two ways that we can go with this. I could editorialize on the importance of really knowing the person that you marry, pointing out the fact that marriage is not a joke, not a party gag, the adult version of child's play, as a reluctant 6-year-old boy is made to stand up beside a neighbor girl and pretend that they are getting married. Or there is a second application. Question: why bother to get married anyway? Why bother to go to a church or a chapel, invite your friends to celebrate with you, pay for a ring, a minister, a wedding, a reception, and a honeymoon? That, of course, is the question that leads many to say, "Hey, let's forget the wedding. Let's just live together." Vast numbers of people today are living together without the benefit of marriage. Are they really the smart ones? Or have they been disillusioned by the culture, by the selfishness that is more intent on satisfying desires than committing to be by someone's side in good times and in bad times, in health and sickness, for better or worse? By the way, go back and study anthropology and history. You will find that every society and every generation has celebrated marriage with a public commitment of some kind, an acknowledgement of the responsibility each has for the other. Why? The bottom line is that God knew without the commitment of marriage, eventually hearts would stray. Furthermore, he made humankind in such a way that there is a bonding emotionally, physically, and spiritually in the union of a male and a female. And without commitment, neither a husband nor a wife can have the needs of his or her life fully met. Is it too much to expect of anyone that they will live in a sex-saturated world staying committed to just one person? I think not, but some think so. They are the ones who split, try again, and usually end up alone. But those who endure the rigors of marriage are the ones who can never imagine not being there for each other. They may fight and feud, argue and yell occasionally, but never ever consider walking out on the other, or not being there for each other at the end. As one long-married old gentleman expressed it, "We have lived with a constant expectation that tomorrow would be better." Commitment which lasts a lifetime is what marriage is all about. For better or for worse, I'll be by your side. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. Here's something that perhaps you didn't know. You can receive our Guidelines commentary by email Monday through Friday. Go to our website, guidelines.org, and click on the appropriate box. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org.